every day you wake up, the sky writes poetry into your palms, bends into your hands with the kiss of daybreak, who are you to refuse it with a dip of the shoulder into the soft of your mattress? The morning's news cocks its head in the grey of another London day. Another London may well be possible. We rebuilt it after the war, after all. Others, in their droves, returning to mother. They had just as much heartbreak as us. We are not the first to pine over lovers on the other side of the world. We are not the first to be separated. I hear a response in the flutter of a net curtain across the grass between my window and the block of flats opposite. The glimmer of a face computer blue. But we're the first to visualize the distance. Stroking screens like bodies creates a different kind of yearning. The magpie agrees. Till death do us part, he sings atop the roofing of the rubbish chute. He's waiting for his one true love, but saw through double glazing on the TV news that winds over the channel have become a Bermuda Triangle for birds returning home. And she said she'd be back by now. Freedom. Knowledge that our conflict with the land is culprit for the sorrow in his beak. My morning's yarn unravels the more thought I put into it. Image of a llama spitting at an oak tree. Foreign leaves puzzling the floor. I deserve a softer carpet to lie in for my back's sake. Looking up at a room without a ceiling, a sky without a drop of rain, a ray of light without a speck of dust floats your face into my line of sight. Mufasa-like, you golden in my memory.